Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This president also had an attempt on his life. And, you know, not to play rehash, this is just more of a reminder. Do we know, have we heard more about, you know, the guy from Butler, Pennsylvania? I mean, I can tell you this. He's not only dead, he's been cremated. He's long gone. His body will provide zero evidence.
Right.
So that's just one of the things that came up, I guess, when I believe it was Joe Rogan was talking to Elon Musk. And, you know, they said, thanks to people like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk, the curtain's still being pulled back on this whole thing. What's behind it should send chills down every American spine. From a house scrubbed cleaner than Hillary Clinton's email server, to a shooter with no internet footprint, to a random live CNN feed of a rally in the middle of nowhere, the details surrounding the Butler assassination attempt are filled with questions. And at this point, it's starting to feel like a scandal. Most people don't believe the lone wolf story that the media tried to sell us. Many conclude that this was something much darker. And in a powerful chat, Joe and Elon break down just how bizarre it is. And just let me run through them quickly. The assassin's house was professionally scrubbed. The home was scrubbed so well, there wasn't even silverware left in the home. Yes.
Okay.
No footprint on the internet. To be of that person's age and have zero footprint, and you know,
that's odd.
Yeah, because you can delete all kinds of stuff. You know, it still will have a footprint somewhere, and certainly the FBI has the ability to find that.
Sure.
No social media footprint, completely wiped. He was, according to them, in a BlackRock commercial.
We've seen that.
And that is like, wow. That's just a bizarre, that's one of those bizarre things.
So there's potential contact.
Joe Rogan says some individuals inside BlackRock may have recognized that it's beneficial to get them if he gets assassinated. May have recognized that it's beneficial to them. There was never a formal report. What? There was never a press conference where they detailed all the information they know currently and when the investigation, where it stands at this moment. He was a very young kid there with a rangefinder used to measure distances, which is suspicious, and nobody noticed it. CNN streamed it live. That's odd because I'm not sure that they carried any Trump rally live on CNN, maybe for a moment.
But that one?
Yeah. What an odd one for them to pick. And, especially if it's, you know, in the middle of nowhere, which basically is, especially for CNN, that's definitely flyover country, right?
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't let people on the roof because a Secret Service lady said it was sloped and dangerous.
But it was flatter than the ones that the sharpshooters were on.
That's the next point.
Oh.
random people saw him and pointed him out on the roof with a gun for a long time before it happened. The kid had five phones. Remember, is it no social media, no presence on the internet, but he has five phones.
Who has five phones? Seriously.
Somebody with four girlfriends.
And never mind.
Or four lieutenants under them selling drugs. Other than that,
that's
the only thing I can think of.
So you wonder who were these phones provided by, or what were they for him to, who were they for him to talk to on the other end?
Right.
Remember they did the whole tracking thing of that one.
And and it was encryption, and they went, somebody went out of their way. For a guy who doesn't seem to be anywhere on the internet, he certainly knows a lot about technology, like encryption.
Or somebody does.
And then, not too long after the attempted assassination, his body was immediately cremated. Huh. There was some indications that there was a phone that had been traveling from outside the FBI offices to D.C., where this kid lived multiple times.
Right. That's what I was thinking about, because they did the whole mapping where it weaved around and how it was in D.C. and what building it was in or near and that sort of thing.
Now, under the previous administration, I wouldn't expect them to do any real digging. I mean, remember they found cocaine in the White House?
Yeah.
Never got to the root of that.
Yeah.
You had that awful shooting in Las Vegas. Did we ever really get the real story on that?
No.
I mean, that was massive.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was a terrorist attack.
It just made for a nice fodder to try to get rid of bump stocks.
Yeah.
That's about all that accomplished. So,
there's a lot of questions. Now, under this administration, one that I believe when they say they're going to be transparent, I believe it up to a point, of course.
Sure.
But I believe it. Why haven't we heard kind of a follow-up report? You know, some new people have been on board now for, you know, about 3 months. I know maybe it takes time to weed, you know, some of the good guys out of the people you can trust. I get that. But still, there's a lot of unanswered questions. A lot.
Yep.